Hello there, and welcome to GoGo Training Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Howie Goldstein. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. And if you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started. Today's talk is about myths. And one of the myths is the myth of high-speed networking. Have you heard the term high-speed networking? So have I. And there is no such thing as high-speed networking, because the speed of networking is constant. There's the speed of light, or the speed of voltage that goes through a wire, and that speed is the same. Things don't get faster. However, people talk about high-speed networking. In fact, the Fibre Channel Industry Association, as they've come up with 16 gig ports, shows a metaphor of a sports car that's souped up. And when you think of a sports car, what do you think of? You think of speed. But speed isn't the issue at all when you're dealing with bit rate. Have you heard the term bandwidth? How come you don't hear the term band length and band depth? And what do we really mean by bandwidth? Did you know that what we're really talking about is the length of the cable? That's the band, and that's the width of the band. So let's try to make some sense of this from a terminology point of view. When I talk about the signal that's being used to move information, I'm typically talking about either an electric signal and the voltage level moving through copper, or light moving through a fiber cable. Notice I didn't say fibra cable. It's not necessarily just fiber channel. Now, which is faster, copper or glass optical fiber? Most people will say fiber, and they would be wrong. In reality, if you measured the speed at which electrical voltages move through copper versus light through glass, because of propagational delays, optical fiber is actually slower. But what's the problem? How come we can't get the bit rates that we can get with optical? Well, there's a function called rise and fall. It takes more time and more distance for an electrical voltage level to change as we go from a 1 to a 0, or as we go from a 0 to 1. Therefore, there's more band wasted if I move voltages through copper than there is when we turn the laser on and we turn the laser off. Light being on is a 1, light being off is a 0. And because of that transition problem, that's why we can do better with optical fiber. Now, let's go one step further. What is analogous to a low bit rate? Let's say 1 gigabit per second. Well, the metaphor I like to use is the metaphor of a person in a marching band. And we are talking about bandwidth, aren't we? If you take somebody that's playing a trumpet in a marching band, they stand up straight, they put the trumpet to their mouths, and they don't really take up a lot of space. If, however, the band member is playing the bass drum, or perhaps the tuba, those are large instruments, and they take up a lot of room just to be able to march with them. Well, let's take low bit rates, 1 gig, and make that analogous to the tuba player. Now we're getting on an elevator. And an elevator is a metaphor for the bandwidth. The elevator is only so big. And on average today, you can fit 7 tuba players on the elevator because of their size. Again, the analogy is that the tuba player represents 1 gig of bitrate. But if we go to 2 gig or 4 gig or 8 gig, what really happens is the time the signal representing the bit is on the wire is much, much shorter. Data is getting skinnier the higher the bit rate. What used to take 1 nanosecond now takes 0.5 nanosecond as we improve the bit rate. So, in fact, 1 second of light is 186 miles per second. 1 nanosecond of light is about 1 foot. So we're really talking about the physical properties of the band. You can get 17 trumpet players on that elevator. Why? Because the data is skinnier. The bit is skinnier. It's not that it moves any faster. In fact, if you think about the elevator as it goes up, whether it's carrying 7 tuba players or whether it's carrying 17 trumpet players, there's no change in speed. It's just that we take up less room on the bandwidth. Bandwidth is fixed. It's not that the data is going faster. It's that we don't occupy as much a percentage of the bandwidth in a given period of time. In a given period of time, we can do twice the amount of bits if we go with twice the amount of bit rate. We can do half the time with twice the bit rate. It's an inverse relationship. Also, this idea of increased bandwidth. There are very few instances where we're increasing the bandwidth. The bandwidth is fixed, which is the length of the cable. What we're doing when we increase bandwidth is, in essence, adding more pieces of cable. If I have dense wave division multiplexing, I can turn that piece of glass into different frequencies of light. I, in essence, have more bands of light moving across the cable at the same time. There, we're increasing the bandwidth. Or, if I'm dealing with technologies like InfiniBand, which, by the way, stands for infinite bandwidth, PCI Express, or SAS, or some of the higher bit rates in Ethernet and Fibre Channel, what I'm doing is increasing the number of transceivers, the number of what are called PHYs, in a single port. We have what's called a wide port. Instead of two wires or two optical fibers, one for transmit and receive, we might have 8 optical fibers used in pairs to create more bands. In those scenarios, we're increasing the bandwidth. But in the other scenarios, the bandwidth is fixed. And what we're doing by increasing the bit rate is not going faster. It's not that the cars are going faster. It's that the cars are getting skinnier. We're going from 1 gig limousines to 2 gig sedans to 4 gig compact cars to 8 gig minis. Okay. And again, we can fit more cars in the same space where we had that limousine before. And by the way, as we go to the technologies where we're dealing with wide ports and more transceivers, now we start to go back to the future. Whereas before we had parallel SCSI bus and limousines, now we have mini cars going in both directions at the same time down multiple lanes. Well, that's it for now. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you got any questions or comments, please use the question comment box. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Training Radio archive for Howie Goldstein. And if there's a show you'd want me to do, you can let me know by using that question comment box. Thanks for your time today. And remember to tune into GoGo Radio, Training Radio, found exclusively on GoGoTraining.com.